attention. Discipline will now begin.
Hello, today is January 10th, 2006, and you are listening to Bits of Bryn. No new news for Gigabits today. All I know is the date for the Underground performance. It is going to be on February 3rd. I will be recording it anyway because it's actually going to be the live version of my demo, so I'll play that for you on the podcast. For music bits today, there is a little bit of American Idol mixed in. Simon Cowell slams the music scene. He says the last thing he wants to do when he goes home for the day is listen to music. There's a fun little quote he gave regarding this. And I quote, "It would be like if you worked in a fish and chip shop and then went home to scoff a battered cod. Can you imagine it? It just doesn't happen. You become sick of it," unquote. Now, I personally could never get sick of listening to music. It's what I do when I'm sick of everything else. Music is my life. I could never get bored and tire of it. I sure hope my love for music doesn't fade as I get into this business. That would be terrible. For American Idol update, starting in September of this year, all previous American Idol episodes from past seasons will run in syndication. Basically, there'll be mega American Idol reruns. Now, I for one am very excited about this. I unfortunately missed all of season one because I had no idea about American Idol back then, and I just haven't been able to find it anywhere. And now I can watch it. Yay! Aren't you just thrilled? And don't forget, season 5 airs in 7 days. For odds and ends, the song I have been writing that was called What Is Love Supposed to Feel Like has been officially chucked in the bin. It sounded so young and cloyingly sentimental. I hate it. It was about my first love, so it lacked inspiration. I've replaced it with a much, much better song. I actually wrote it 4 days ago. It was midnight, and I was hit like a ton of Brits with inspiration. I jumped up and started writing it. By 3 a.m., I had the verse, chorus, and music written for it. This one is going on my demo CD. I wrote the second verse today. This one is called One More Time. Doesn't that sound better? But because I'm nice, I'm going to let you hear What Is Love Supposed to Feel Like. It'll be the song of the week. I only have the guitar chords written for the first verse and the chorus, but that should be enough to let you know why I'm tossing it. It's no good. Believe me. Now for open mic. Here it is. It is from Rick Corpron. How old were you when you first started singing? How old were you when you realized that you wanted to do it professionally? Was it a particular event that made you come to that decision? Rick. Well, I've actually been singing since about the time I could talk. I remember when I was 2, I would sing at the piano with my mother, and I wrote my first song when I was 2, and I recorded it, and that's when I decided that I wanted to be a singer. I know it's been like almost 12 years since I decided that, and I've never wavered on my dream. I've been working so hard on it, and I'm glad I was able to make that decision rather early on, because it's helped me stay strong when other people have tried to get me to waver in my dream, trying to get me to go for something more realistic. But to me, this is realistic, and it's finally starting to come true. So I think 12 years dedication is starting to pay off. Thank you very much, Rick. And also, I'm out of open mic segments now, so if you could send me some, my email address is bitsofbryn@gmail.com, BITZOFBRIN. Just have the subject title be open mic. That way it'll go into an assigned folder I have for it, and I won't see it till I record the podcast. Thanks. Now it's time for the song of the week. Here comes my very weak attempt at a heart-wrenching love song. Brace yourselves.
She couldn't believe that he was in love with someone else. Holding hands with her head on his shoulder. It couldn't go wrong. But she didn't know that he was playing around with her heart. Or was her pretty face all he wanted? Or did he like making her look like a fool? What is love supposed to feel like without deception or the lies? To have somebody who will hold you close in their arms. Hey, someone who'll never say that you were just a friend. He never loved you. He never loved you at all. What is love supposed to feel like?
I told you it was awful. And major thanks to all of you who went over to podcastalley.com to vote for me after last month's bomb. For one day, I was in the top 100 podcasts. I got a screen grab of it to cherish forever. But as we went further into the month, I slipped down to number 286. So let's see if we can get me back up there again. This year should rock. Thanks again.
Thanks for tuning in to Bits of Bryn. Please tune in next week for my next podcast. Hasta la bye-bye.
This podcast is part of the Tea Podcasters Network. Find more podcasts at teapodcasters.com.